Hello, and welcome to GCSE Sociology Essentials. I'm here to guide you through one of the most important topics in your WJHE Sociology exam, poverty. Whether you're revising for your exam or just getting to grips with this topic for the first time, this podcast will help you understand the key concepts, theories, and exam techniques you need to earn top marks. Poverty is absolutely central to understanding social stratification and inequality in the UK. Examiners love this topic because it allows you to demonstrate your knowledge of sociological theories, your ability to apply concepts to real-world examples, and your skill in evaluating competing perspectives. So let's dive in. First, let's tackle the fundamental distinction that examiners expect you to know inside out: absolute poverty versus relative poverty. Absolute poverty refers to a lack of basic necessities for survival. We're talking about food, clean water, shelter, and clothing. This is the kind of poverty you might associate with developing countries where people literally cannot meet their basic physical needs. In the UK, absolute poverty is rare, but it's still the baseline definition you need to know. Now, relative poverty is much more relevant to the UK context, and this is where Peter Townsend's work becomes crucial. Townsend argued that poverty isn't just about survival, it's about being excluded from the ordinary living patterns and activities of society. So if you can't afford to go to the cinema, take a holiday, or buy birthday presents for your family, you're experiencing relative poverty even if you have food and shelter. Townsend developed a deprivation index to measure this, looking at things like whether families could afford a cooked meal each day, heating in winter, or new clothes. This is sociological gold for your exams. Use Townsend's name and his concept of social exclusion to show sophisticated understanding. Next, let's look at who experiences poverty. Examiners award marks for showing you understand the distribution of poverty across social groups. Remember your four key categories: class, gender, ethnicity, and age. The working class are most at risk of poverty due to low wages, insecure employment, and limited access to resources. Women experience higher rates of poverty than men because of the gender pay gap, part-time work, career breaks for childcare, and the prevalence of single-parent families headed by women. Ethnic minorities face discrimination in employment and housing, leading to lower wages and higher poverty rates. And finally, children and the elderly are particularly vulnerable. Children depend on their parents' income, and pensioners often rely on inadequate state pensions. Now, here's where it gets really interesting for your exam essays: the competing explanations of poverty. You need to know both cultural explanations and structural explanations, and be ready to evaluate them against each other. Cultural explanations, associated with the New Right and thinkers like Charles Murray, argue that poverty is caused by individual behavior and poor choices. Murray's underclass theory suggests that a dependency culture has developed where people rely on welfare benefits and lack the motivation to work. Oscar Lewis developed the culture of poverty theory, arguing that poor families pass down values of fatalism and immediate gratification to their children, creating a cycle of deprivation. These theories place the blame on individuals, but structural explanations flip this on its head. Marxists argue that capitalism creates inequality by design. The bourgeoisie exploit the proletariat, paying low wages to maximize profit. Poverty isn't a personal failing, it's a structural feature of the economic system. Weberians talk about life chances and social closure, showing how the wealthy protect their advantages and limit opportunities for the poor. Social democratic perspectives point to inadequate welfare provision, low minimum wages, and the rising cost of living as the real causes of poverty. Here's your exam technique tip. In any discuss or evaluate question on poverty, you must present both sides of this debate. Show the examiner you understand cultural explanations, then critique them using structural counterarguments. For example, you might say, while Murray argues that welfare dependency creates an underclass, Marxists would counter that low wages and job insecurity force people to rely on benefits, not laziness. That's the kind of analytical thinking that gets you into the top mark bands. Let's talk about how to avoid the mistakes that cost candidates marks every single year. Mistake number one: confusing absolute and relative poverty. Make sure you can define both clearly and give examples. If the question asks about poverty in the UK, focus on relative poverty and use Townsend. Mistake number two: giving common sense or anecdotal answers instead of sociological ones. Don't just say, some people are lazy. That's not sociology. If you're discussing cultural explanations, you must name Charles Murray, explain his underclass theory, and then evaluate it. Use sociological terminology like cycle of deprivation, social exclusion, meritocracy, and life chances. Mistake number three: not distinguishing between wealth and income. Wealth is a stock concept, It's what you own, like property and savings. Income is a flow concept. It's what you earn. Examiners give credit for this distinction. Mistake number 4, failing to use the item in your exam. If there's source material provided, you must quote or refer to it explicitly to secure your AO2 application marks. The item is there to help you use it. And here's a timing tip. For the big 15-mark essay questions, allocate about 20 minutes. That gives you time to plan, write a balanced argument with multiple paragraphs, and reach a clear conclusion. Don't just describe poverty, analyze, and evaluate it. Right, let's test your knowledge with some quick-fire questions. Pause the podcast and see if you can answer these. 1. What's the difference between absolute and relative poverty? 2. Name the sociologist who developed the deprivation index. 3. What are the 4 social groups most affected by poverty? 4. What is Charles Murray's underclass theory? 5. Give 1 Marxist explanation for poverty. 6. What does AO1 assess in your exam?
How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections.
Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essential knowledge you need for poverty in WJSE GCSE sociology. Remember, distinguish between absolute and relative poverty using Townsend. Know who experiences poverty across class, gender, ethnicity, and age. Understand the debate between cultural explanations like Murray's underclass theory and structural explanations from Marxist and Weberian perspectives. And always, always evaluate. Don't just describe. Use sociological terminology, name your sociologists, and apply theories to real-world examples. That's how you move from basic description to high-level analysis. Thanks for listening to GCSE Sociology Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and remember, sociology is about seeing the world through a critical lens. Keep questioning, keep analyzing, and you'll do brilliantly in your exam. See you next time!